I titled this one, The Word Submission. Most wives have a problem with the word submission, and I don't know why. I think it's because they misinterpret it and what it suggests or implies. The Word of God clearly states that the husband is to be the head, but it never suggested a position of dictatorship, but to love her instead. God's word was only meant for those who follow him. Satan tell his people what to do. So wives, a husband committed to follow Christ, most assuredly will be fair to you. When a husband and a wife communicate, they quite often will make a joint decision. And when the two are focused on Jesus Christ, that's referred to as one vision. Husbands, love your wife as I've loved the church is the message Jesus gave. And he was committed to love the church even when it misbehaved. Christ never tried to force his will upon the church. He left it up to them. The husband should never force his will upon the wife when they are following him. Husband, God chose you as the leader, but his definition of leader is servant too. He expects the same from the wife. She's supposed to be servant to you. When two people are dedicated to serving each other, what can go wrong? That removes selfishness out of the relationship and makes it very strong. The two of you are to become one flesh. That's what God's word said. Plus, it's a way to thank Jesus for going to that cross and all the blood he shed. God loves women as much as he loved men. He used them every day. He didn't give man the right to judge woman. God don't work that way. See, the woman was made in the image of God, same as the man. Believe me, it was never God's intent to give either the upper hand. Each of them have certain responsibilities, but God loves them both the same. Both must testify and be a witness and do it in Jesus' name. So remember, the word submission is not an attempt to tell you what to do. It's Jesus' way of suggesting to the husband how to love and honor you.